Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who loves to give to us the priceless treasure. Amen. Do you recognize this? It's a metal detector. I know some of you have those and love to use those to discover all kinds of treasures. I did a little bit of research on that, and it's fascinating that there was a couple in California a number of years ago who found a stash of rare gold coins hidden in a rusty tin can under a tree worth $10 million. It wasn't that long ago, 1990, that there was a couple using a metal detector found a rare 1652 New England sixpence. It was in a Long Island potato field. The coin sold for over $430,000. And just in 2012, not that long ago, there was a New Mexico boy using a metal detector who located a 2-pound meteorite. If sold, that meteorite would have been worth thousands of dollars. Buried treasures. Treasures that they didn't know were there and were undiscoverable until someone had found them. Have you heard of the Yates Pool? Down in Texas, back in the 1920s, Depression time, there was a farmer by the name of Yates who was struggling to try and keep his sheep in this sheep ranch that he had. He couldn't make enough money to even pay the principal nor the interest on his land. They didn't have money for food or for clothing or for anything like that. That is, until an oil company decided to come out. And the oil company came out and decided that they would do a wildcat drill on their land. And what they found was a gusher. All they did was dug down about 1,000 feet, and it was gushing out so much that it was showing over 1 billion gallons of oil that has come out of it so far, and they're expecting there's probably that much there yet. All hidden treasure. All treasure that was sitting there, but no one knew, and it was hidden. I wanted to share those couple of stories with you, to share with you what Jesus is talking about hidden treasures. Hidden treasures that he uses in his parables for tonight. Now, Jesus has been teaching us parables the last couple of weeks, and actually, there's 5 parables. We've looked at 2 of them. We'll look at 2 of them tonight, and then there's one more that we'll look at another time. But tonight, as Jesus continues to teach us about the kingdom of heaven, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field that a man found and covered up and went and sold everything he had so that he could buy the field so that he could have that treasure. And then Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like, and he says it again, a pearl merchant who found the pearl of great price, what exactly he was looking for. And he went and sold everything he had so that he could have that pearl of great price. Precious treasures that Jesus wanted his disciples and you and I to understand. The precious treasure of the kingdom of heaven. Now let's get something straight right at the start. As Jesus tells these parables, he's not saying, you have to buy this treasure. I know both of them, the man went and sold everything he had so he could buy the field, and I know the man who had the pearl went and sold everything he had, but please understand that as we're talking about the kingdom of heaven, we know that the message of the kingdom of heaven is the fact that we are saved by grace through faith. Saved by God's grace. Jesus has paid for all of it. And so the purpose of these parables is the value, the great value, how precious these treasures are, and how these treasures are available to anyone and everyone. You see, that buried treasure that the man found, anybody could have been digging around in there. Anybody could have dug in there and found it. It was hidden until someone found it. And the man with the pearls, he was searching. He was looking for that pearl of great price, and he was searching and found it. You see, Jesus wants us to understand that the precious treasure, the treasures of the kingdom of heaven, are available to all people. They're available to all, and Jesus would want us all to receive those. He would have all of us to have those precious treasures of being a part of the kingdom of heaven. And so this precious treasure is the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, how does God give to us the kingdom of heaven? Well, he does it through his word. He tells us faith comes from hearing the message. And the message comes through the preaching, the teaching, the reading, the proclamation of Christ Jesus. The precious treasure available to all people right here in our scriptures, right here in his word. The precious kingdom of heaven. The whole point of the word of God points us to Jesus. And Jesus, the precious treasure, is available to all people. But unfortunately, not all people recognize the preciousness of that treasure. Many people maybe have that treasure sitting in their home. Maybe some people even know about that treasure, but they don't have it. And that's because the scriptures tell us that the God of this age has blinded the unbelievers, has blinded those so that they cannot see the gospel of Christ Jesus. By nature, we're blind. By nature, we're not going to see that treasure. By nature, the Bible's just another one of those books. Be baptized? I don't need that. Communion? I don't think that that's very important. By nature, we're not going to see the treasure. By God's grace, he not only gives it to us, but opens our eyes so that we might receive it. It's interesting, the scriptures have numerous stories about this finding the treasure and receiving the treasure. Do you remember that Ethiopian eunuch, that man from a foreign land, from Ethiopia, that had come up to Jerusalem? He didn't know too much about it. He bought the book of Isaiah while he was in Jerusalem, and he was heading back home. And it was Philip, one of the disciples of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit said, "Hey, Philip, go talk to that man on the chariot over there." And as Philip went over, then that Ethiopian, he was reading Isaiah, and he didn't understand what it was. The treasure was there. The treasure was right there. As a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he didn't open his mouth. The Ethiopian didn't understand what it was. And he said, "Who is this speaking about?" And Philip says, "I'm so glad you asked." Philip then spoke to the Ethiopian this treasure, the word of God. And the Ethiopian said, "Here's water. What prevents me from being baptized?" Right, Jason? And they stopped and baptized that Ethiopian at that time. And it says the Ethiopian returned home joyful in great joy. Another story. Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas were in jail. Paul and Silas were in jail because they were trying to share the precious treasure. They had been talking about Jesus Christ, but the Jewish people didn't like it. And the Jewish people had put them in jail. In fact, they had whipped them and beat them and put them in stocks in the jail. But you remember the story Paul and Silas sang? They sang hymns all night long and were praising him. And then there was that earthquake. And the earthquake and the shackles all came off. And the jailer thought, "Oh no, I've lost all of my prisoners," and he was ready to kill himself. And Paul says, "Stop, we're all here." And the jailer says, "What must I do to be saved?" He was discovering the treasure. And what did Paul say? "Repent and be baptized." Right, Jason? I'm so glad we had your baptism tonight. "Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you and your family." What wonderful treasures, what wonderful treasures that God gave in those very spectacular kinds of ways. Available to all people, and God wants to give it to them. Yes, that gift is available, unless you sleep through it. You see, that gift is given all the time. That gift is given through His Word and His sacraments. But you know, the devil doesn't want you hearing it. That was that first parable that Jesus has told, where the birds came and snatched it away, where God's Word comes to your ears, but the devil tries to snatch it away, and so falling asleep, or whatever it might be, of not paying attention to it. Or the weeds that grow up, as we heard last week, and choke it out, and do not hear about the Word of God. The devil is okay for you to have a Bible at home, as long as it collects dust. The Bible's okay that you have a Bible at home, and if you just kind of read it like Tom Sawyer or some other book that's there, he's okay with that because he knows if you're reading it as the Word of God, if you're reading that as the precious treasure that God has, your life is changed. You have the precious treasure of Jesus, and you find great joy. Great joy in that treasure that is yours. It's so interesting. It's so important that as Jesus tells these parables, for the joy that man had, he sold everything he had so he could have the treasure. For that man who found the pearl, and the joy that he had, he went and sold that. Why is it sometimes that we don't have full joy in Jesus? Is it because we're still trying to hang on to some things of our own life? Is it maybe because that sinful nature is battling with us and we don't have that full joy in Jesus Christ? Jesus wants to give you full joy. He wants you and I to receive that precious treasure. And that joy just overflows in our lives so that other people see that joy and say, you know what? You've got something kind of special. What is that you have? And you can say, Jesus Christ, the joy of Jesus Christ, the priceless treasure that Jesus gives to you too. And He gives it to you in His Word, in His sacraments, in His time together as we gather and worship, in our time of devotions at home, in our private Bible reading, in our discussions with one another about God's Word and how that works in our lives. Yes, Jesus is the treasure beyond measure. Jesus is the priceless treasure that He so freely gives to us. I'm so glad you're here tonight. I'm so glad we're here tonight, for we get a chance to receive that treasure once again, that treasure that is freely given for you and for me. And with that treasure of Jesus, we have joy. We have joy in Jesus, and it affects all of our life. In the Romans passage, it says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. There's lots of hardships in life. There's lots of terrible things that happen in life. But with the priceless treasure of Jesus, He continues to remind us and help us to know how much He loves us and how much He works in our lives. May you continue to have the joy of Jesus, the priceless treasure that He gives so freely to you, to me, and as we have the opportunity to share it with others. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen. Now may that peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered in that precious treasure of Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.